interesting news coming through this morning on a lot of the front pages of our newspapers and reporting our own news that almost half the animal species in the world are currently undergoing declines in their population sizes. The paper published today examines changes in population densities of more than 70,000 species of animals from across the world's surface over time, making it the most comprehensive research of its kind to date. This adds weight to the argument that we need to change the way we live and change what we do, change how we consume in order to try and reverse that biodiversity and species decline. Part of that plan, small part of it, part of it nonetheless, is a new deposit and return scheme that's been launched by the government for plastic bottles and aluminium cans, which will mean money back for users, launched by the Minister for State Responsibility for Public Procurement, E-Government and Circular Economy, Ossian Smith. Minister Smith is with me on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Does that story this morning cause you alarm or add weight to your argument that, you know, we need to do all these sorts of things to try and change what we've been doing to protect biodiversity, flora and fauna?
It does. It's shocking to think that that all the species in the world are at risk, and that there could be considerably fewer types of plants and animals around just even during my lifetime, you know, which is such a short period of time, that there could be that kind of threat to the entire environment. And if I think about Kerry, you know, obviously the Kerry economy is strongly linked with tourism and agriculture, and both of those are really just intertwined with environment. So if there's a threat to the environment, there's a threat to Kerry's economy.
So tell me about the deposit and return scheme. This is coming in next February. How will it help, first of all, the cause of, I suppose, the environment?
Well, we're producing 1.9 billion bottles and cans a year. So they're the kind of bottles and cans you use for fizzy drinks mostly. And 1.9 billion is a lot. And you know, and I know, that a lot of them don't go into the green bin or any bin. They end up by the side of the road. And if you're going around the Ring of Kerry or you're going through Killarney National Park, the last thing you want to see are plastic bottles and cans strewn around, you know, left over from a party or somebody just going along and throwing it out the window of a car. But we both know that that happens all the time, and that it stains our countryside. And that, you know, it doesn't have to be like this. In other European countries, for the last decades, they've been doing money back bottles, money back cans. When you're up at the supermarket, you can drop in your bottle, your can into a machine. You feed it into the machine. The machine gives you back a ticket, and you can change the ticket for money, or else you can spend it in the shop. So we're bringing in that system. We carefully studied how it works in other European countries. We brought the supermarket owners to meet their opposite numbers in the, you know, in Germany and in Finland. And we're going to bring in that scheme starting on the 1st of February. So what it will mean is that when you buy a bottle or a can, you'll see a little symbol on the side of the packaging. So all the packaging has to be changed, saying that there's a deposit on the bottle. And then the next time you're in the shop, you can put it into the machine and you get money back. So what you'll see in Kerry is all your local supermarkets installing these machines. And it's something that, it's a system that we used to have. So, you know, when I was a kid, I remember bringing back bottles and getting money back at the pub. So it's something that our parents and grandparents' generation will remember. And it's a good scheme and a simple thing to do. And I think it's good. But the experience in other countries is that they really do retrieve, you know, 90% plus of their bottles and cans. Mm. And at the moment, we're not doing well on collecting them. And the result of that is just litter everywhere.
And the policy of it is to pay a small deposit for a plastic bottle or a container. How much will that be? And will that be a way of, I suppose, punishing those people financially for not getting involved and not responsibly getting rid of their plastic and cans?
No, it's not a punishment at all. I mean, you don't have to be...
We'll call it an incentive.
Cans,
an incentive
back.
An incentive for them
it's
to do it.
It's an incentive, exactly. You know, it's 15 cents for up to half a litre. So that's your standard beer can or whatever up to is 15 cents. And then a large bottle, like a 2 litre of a fizzy drink, that'll be 25 cents. And you don't have to be the person who bought it. If you find it, you pick it up off the street or find it by the side of the road, you can bring it back. And in fact, I think a lot of tidy towns groups around the country who collect huge quantities of bottles and cans will actually be able to get to supplement their income because they'll be able to bring them up to the supermarket and feed them in. And I think what we find as well is that children love doing this. They love collecting the bottles and cans, and then, you know, while their parents are in doing the shopping, they're feeding the machine and getting money back. So it's something to it's a positive thing. It's not a, I wouldn't see it as a punishment in any way.
Yeah. This might be able to be done relatively easily by the larger multiples because of economies of scale and because of their size and value and the might that they have. What about the small shop, the small convenience store may not be able to fit these machines or get involved in this? Will this be extra administrative burden for them?
We've thought of every type of shop. Basically, every shop that sells bottles or cans is going to have to be able to take them back as well. So you're going to be able to bring them back. The large supermarkets, as you said, they're gearing up. They're putting in big machines often into the car parks, and they don't have to have planning permission for that because we made a new rule for this last week. So you'll see that in your large multiples. A smaller shop will have the choice to just take them back in a plastic bag, so they can have a bin bag under the counter and throw them in, and then it will be collected from them. And a very small shop may take the option and say, well, we're so small that it's not worth it, and they may have to put up a sign saying, well, you know, you go to your nearest supermarket around the corner, and that'll be a choice for them because they may not want to send their customer away somewhere else. So I would say that mostly for the small shops, they'll just have a bag under the counter and they'll throw the bag in. So not everybody will need one of these machines. There's a threshold, but really everything from a petrol station up, I expect will have them. And there's a little bit of money as well. So there's a fee paid to the shop for collecting back a bottle or a can, a couple of cents. And that is the idea being that it pays for itself. It pays for the cost, that the shop isn't expected to do free labor for this. They get a little bit of compensation, and that should pay for the machine or pay for the manual handling.
Okay. So February 2024, will all shops have to have them in by then, or is that the start date?
Yeah, so the 1st of February 2024 is the date when, it's not the start date, it's the go live date for the whole country. So in the meantime, between now and then, we're putting the machines into the shops all around the country, but they won't be ready to give you back money because you haven't paid money. But there are a lot of pilot schemes going on. So we have at least 15 shops around the country now are running the machines just to try them out. And in some cases, they're just giving money to charity, or they're giving you a voucher for the shop, and so on, because we're not actually collecting a deposit. So all the major chains are trying it out at the moment. But by the 1st of February is the go live date for the whole country. So that's where everybody has to be ready. And when I talked to the shops about this, they felt that was a very aggressive schedule. But when I talked to the public, they wanted to have it tomorrow. So, you know, that's the difference.
Is that how you respond when, let's say, that concerns from shops came that, look, we can't delay any longer. This has to be brought in. We're in an emergency, shall we say?
Yeah, we've been discussing it for a couple of years now. You know, we didn't.
Yeah, you didn't come up with this last week, in fairness. But when they're saying, look, we need a lot more of it, is that your response saying, look, we've talked enough, we need to get this done?
Yeah, we did it over a period of years. You know, I mean, it's going to be a shorter period of time than other countries. I know Scotland has been at it for now 14 years. I think they've been trying to implement it, and they've been delayed again. But we expect it'll be the 1st of February. It's something important that we need to do. We are working with the bottling companies and the shops and the retailers, so that we've worked with the industry, and they completely understand. They are on schedule to do it. And when I talk to the major supermarket chains, they tell me they are 100% sure that they're going to be ready on the 1st of February next year. So you'll see what you'll see as you go shopping over the next few months. You'll see these machines start to appear in the loading bay, you know, where the shopping trolleys were, or inside the shop. But they probably won't be live. And then on the 1st of February, what you'll see is that all the bottles and cans on the shelves will have a little symbol on them saying there's a deposit. And you'll be able to put the bottles and cans into the machines and get money back at that time.
Will this be just for supermarkets? It won't be applied at your local waste transfer station or recycling centre if you bring the cans there?
Yeah, I want the local authorities to put them into their recycling centres, because some people don't have, you know, some people have all their food delivered to their house. You know, they're getting all their deliveries through online shopping, and there could be a reason for that through disability or because they're so remote from the shops. Mm. And then what they do is they go up to the local amenity centre, the local recycling centre, and put in their own waste, and they don't have a waste collection contract. And so for those people, I want them to have an option to be able to get their money back if they're not in the shops frequently themselves. So
okay.
So I would like all of the recycling centres, and I want the local authorities to cooperate with me on that, and I want to help them with that as well.
Okay, Minister, final question for you on it. Look, this idea, try and I suppose make the change for people, try and reduce the usage, try and reduce the littering is what you're talking about here. There's that side of it. Then there's the bigger, larger projects. A lot of controversy over the Nature Restoration Act currently being debated in the EU. A lot of attacks on the Green Party from rural Ireland, rural deputies, many of them in this county, who are saying the Greens are, you know, no idea what rural Ireland is like. Their policies are all wrong. They'll destroy rural Ireland. How do you respond to that? With Michael Ring, a TD in the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party last week, saying when Eamon Ryan's finished, we'll only have greenways in Mayo and no roads left. How do you stack that up then with the emergency and the news this morning that half the species are in decline on the planet? In that battle to bring people with you.
I think the truth is that people in rural Ireland are deeply attached to the environment around them, that they depend on it for their economy. As I said, in Kerry, your economy is all about tourism and it's all about agriculture, and that's all linked with the quality of the environment. And I think there are many people who are outside of that narrative of, you know, everything green is bad for the economy or everything green is bad for rural Ireland. A lot of people can see the benefits that are coming from things like greenways. I know there are new greenways coming in Kerry at the moment. They're going to generate huge employment along them, and they're going to bring a lot of tourists. They're going to be really successful. And, you know, you mentioned the Healy Rays, but there are also people like Anlin Dunn and Chloe Murphy who are in Kerry, who are doing amazing things and are likely to get elected to the council next year. So, you know, I think there are two sides to the story. I think that a lot of people in Kerry recognize that the environment is incredibly important to their life, to their quality of life, and to their economy, and that whatever we can do to maintain our environment is something that's going to be good for the country, but also good for the local economy.
You mentioned they'll get elected. Are you disappointed with the Green Party's results in the Northern Ireland local elections?
Oh yeah. So their leader Mal O'Hara lost his seat.
Does that mean you're not winning the argument that with the voter? I know that's a local election in Northern Ireland, but you know.
They lost two seats overall in that election, and it's a pity to lose any seats, but they're still in business, and very much so, and certainly in Belfast. And coming up next year, we will be competing in the local elections in June. We have a strong team in Kerry, and we will be putting forward a number of councillors, and I strongly expect that they will be elected and be some of the first locally elected representatives for the Green Party in Kerry.
Okay, Minister Ossian Smith, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us and taking us through that programme, that new launch this morning.